food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 8th day of April 2026, and you're in for a treat tonight. I've been trying to get this gentleman on with me for a while. It's been a long time since he's been on with us. We're going to talk to a man tonight that God did a wonderful deliverance on. I don't want to steal his thunder, let him tell you about it. But if you want to talk about a miracle of salvation and grace and mercy, tonight you're going to hear from our guest, David Arthur. Before we go there, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, everything goes right. We'll be in Knoxville tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I hope you'll join us and call and say hi to us if you can. If you want to place an order for something, a Strauss or Vitamir or whatever you want. Maybe materials you might want. If you want a catalog, we have new catalogs in. If you want one, no charge. Give us a call tomorrow. We'll send you a catalog. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. I mean that. This coming Sabbath, we're going to have another Bible study. Starts 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us. We're trying to get caught up. Probably we had to miss a couple last month because of illness in the family, and that was Phil's wife, Lynn. So we're trying to get caught up this week. We're going to have a very special guest join me at 1 o'clock, Micah Van Hoos, discussing his new book, Angels Eternal. Now, folks, this book is phenomenal. Michael's a young man. But he puts me to shame for knowledge on a lot of things, not just biblical, but science, scientific knowledge, all other things. He must spend most of his day deep in study with topics that my brain just won't comprehend. Anyway, Michael will be joining us this coming Saturday, so join us there. Go to PastorBush.com and click on Rumble and watch it at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, or call the phone number at 339-209-5013, and join us by phone. But we do want you to join us. We're there because you folks are out there with us. Please know that. If you weren't there tonight listening, if you weren't on our Bible studies, there'd be no need for us to be there, and we couldn't be there. We couldn't even pay the bills. Thank you for what you're doing, and I sincerely do mean that. Now, without any further ado, let's go to our guest tonight. David Arthur is a man that I met through Coach Dave Dubbin, or one of his minions. I don't remember exactly who it was. Several years ago, he came out of a situation that, well, sin, but this particular lifestyle had to be an abomination, and God pulled him out of, brought him out of the fire, and brought him to the front lines, and talk about an insider clobbering the heck out of the enemy. That's what David Arthur does. David, are you there?
I am here, Pastor Butch. Thanks for having
it's
me.
It's good to have you. And folks, by the way, we do have one phone line open tonight. If you want to call and talk to us, bomb the hour, you can do that at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. You can join us, bomb the hour. All right, David, I know I don't want to steal your thunder, and I know you want to share a little bit of bio. Most people have heard you. A lot of them haven't, new listeners. Tell them who you are briefly, where you come from, and how God delivered you.
So I started out on a rough road. My father took his life just before I was born. And so I grew up looking for male validation. That happened to put a target on my back. And I was abused by several people growing up. There was a family friend, a neighbor, two teachers. One of those teachers was a part-time guidance counselor, a friend's father, and so on. And so what happens during all of that time is I just started to dissociate from self. It's kind of like when the gender dysphoria started setting in, it was a dissociative disorder. And so I just started believing that I was a girl trapped in a boy's body, and that was good. That was the only thing I had to do to find peace, is not be who and what I was. And since men were using me like I was a girl, I must have been a girl, but just in the wrong body. God must have made a mistake. And so I grew up in that. And so by like the age of 10, I was sneaking out and I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing. I was looking for men to show me what I thought was love. I associated sex with love. And so I thought that I was being loved. And in fact, I was being abused. I was being victimized. And so I remember when I was 13, I overdosed on pills. And my mother had
a reason. Can I ask you very quickly, why did you do that?
I was just always taking pills. I was fine. I would go down to, we lived in South Jersey, so I would go to Atlantic City, and I would hang out with the homeless people under the boardwalk, and I would drink their alcohol. It was an escape. And then there kind of just came a point where I just didn't care if I lived or not. And I think that now I happen to believe that suicidal ideation is emotional blackmail. And we see that today especially, but I think that I was really just crying out. And my mother didn't know what to do with me. And so she took me to out of New Jersey, and she took me to the only place available, which was Philadelphia. But for me, that was like out of the frying pan into the fire, because Philadelphia was like, the community there was way bigger than the one in New Jersey. And so so my mom said to me one day, she said, I had a son. I did not have a daughter. Your name is David. I named you David. You're going to be David. You can't do that under this roof. So I ran away. And 14 years old, I was a runaway on the streets of Philadelphia. And
now you said the community is bigger. You meant the community of homosexuals, right?
Yes. The LGBTQIA plus infinity and beyond cult, actually, is what it is. It's not a community, it's not a cause, it's a cult. And
yeah.
So I survived on the streets, prostitution, drugs, alcohol. I was HIV AIDS positive at 14 years old. I started wrong sex hormones at age 14. And in and out of juvenile detention, in and out of county jail, in and out of state prison as an adult.
Well, who paid for these hormones? Who paid for the medications, we'll call it?
I paid for them. I bought all mine on the black market. Back then, it wasn't so easy to get them like it is today. Today, they're handing them out at Planned Parenthood for free. They're giving away paper bags full of wrong sex hormones for free. Oh. Yeah, I spoke to a woman today who was getting testosterone. She has mental disorders that aren't being addressed, but they're giving her testosterone to become a man because they keep telling her she's transgender. So it's just a sad state of affairs where we're at right now. you know, after they closed down all the mental institutions, what did they think was going to happen?
Well, when you talked to her, I know you told her the truth. How was that received?
She listened to me, and she told me, you know, she's like, I'm not saying that you're lying to me. She's like, because I don't know who to believe and what to believe anymore. And so hopefully we'll talk again next week. I'm supposed to go back up that area, and I told her we can meet and we can have coffee and we can talk. So hopefully we'll get together again, and she's in a bad way. She just, and like many other people, and she's an adult, but we have the same thing going on right now with children. I mean, if we look at the state of Maine, well, let me just, before I get too far ahead of myself, let me just let your audience know that, you know, I lived that life. I was trans on wrong sex hormones, living as a transgender quote unquote woman for 20 years. I was a member and an advocate of that cult for over 30 years. And it was my last time in prison where a correctional officer came up to me and says, "What's your name?" And I said, "Paige." He said, "No, that's a girl's name. What's the name your mama gave you?" And I said, "David." And he said, "Well, David, do you know that God didn't create you to be that way?" And I was offended. I was hurt. I was angry. How dare he? But so I said, "Of course he did. Look at me. I do this well." He says, "No." He says, "And if it's so natural, then how many pills did you have to take to look like that? How many procedures did you have to have done to look like that?" And so he got me thinking.
Good
and
question.
He told me every day, he'd see me every single day, say, "David, God didn't create you to be that way." And got to the point where I'd see him and I'd say, "I know God didn't create me to be this way." And he just poured into me. He poured into me every chance he got. He never tried to beat me in the head with the scripture, because he understood that the scripture was foolishness unto me, that the natural man receives not things of the spirit. And so he didn't try to beat me in the head with the scripture. He just poured life into me. And he was the first man my entire life. I was in my 30s, and he was the first man that I'd ever met that I was positive that he didn't want anything from me. He didn't want to use me, abuse me, kick me while I was down, profit off me, none of that. He just wanted to love me and to pour into me ever so freely what was poured into him ever so freely. And
amen.
And so I got out of prison and I detransitioned at that point. I didn't want to be Paige anymore. I didn't get saved. I like a dog returned to my vomit, and but I just lived as David, as a homosexual man. And by 2008, I had osteoporosis so bad from the wrong sex hormones. So I started them at 14. By 15, I was in mental anguish. My suicidal ideation got worse with the wrong sex hormones. By 20, I was sterile. By 25, I had osteopenia. By age 30, I had osteoporosis. And by 2008, I couldn't stand up straight, couldn't walk without a walker. And I also had full-blown AIDS. They put hospice in place, put a hospital bed in my home. And this was in 2009. And this is when I was at the end of my rope, at the bottom of the barrel. And that's why it's so important we allow people to hit the bottom of the barrel, and we don't enable them or try to pad their way. We have to let them fall and hit the bottom of the barrel so God can scrape them out.
Good and, point.
So, because I know too many people that do that, they try to help, and really they just enable and pad the fall, and really we just have to let them fall. It's tough love. So, I picked up the word. And that was it. I picked up the book and my life became an open book. And that was it. He just poured life into me. He let me know I had a father in heaven that loved me unconditionally. And he just let me know that I was loved. And I never asked him to heal me. I prayed for weeks. And I was just like, I don't want to go to hell. Just don't let me go to hell. And let someone else come to know you through my death. And so he did ultimately, because David died back in 2009, and he was reborn. And
amen.
And you know, and that's it. Like, we can say, well, I was, it's just who I am, right, Pastor Butch? But guess what? Jesus said, deny self. You know, I was born that way. We're all born that way, whatever that is for us. You know, we're born into sin. We're shaped in iniquity. So we're all born that way. That could be whatever it is for you. But that's why Jesus said to be born again. And it's so important. Amen. Like, the word is so simple. It really is.
That's because he makes you a new creature. A new creature. Absolutely. Praise God.
Yeah, with new understanding, a new mind, a new heart.
That's right.
You know, a new body, a new outlook, everything new. And I just remember, like, thinking to myself, reading the scripture, like, why is it so difficult? Why do people have it? Why do Christians make it so difficult? You know, Jesus said we're to be fishers of men. Okay, how do I do that? Lord, tell me, how do I fish for men? Because I need bait. And then I get to Revelation 12:11, and it says that they overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, that they love not their lives even when faced with death. And I said, oh, wait a minute, that's it. My bait is my testimony. We all have a testimony. And so my bait is my testimony. I catch him, he cleans him. How do I catch him? With my testimony. How does he clean him? With the blood. That's it.
Amen.
It's that simple. It is that simple. You know, we don't have to jump through hoops and do all of these other things that people are coming up with just to reach people and to pour into people.
Well, you know, the truth will set you free. It'll make you free, and it will. Only truth can do that. You know, one thing we all done, David, we want to soften the gospel. We want to soften the blow, so to speak. We want to soften the truth so it won't hurt so bad. Maybe they'll accept it easier. But when you do that, you defeat the whole purpose of the gospel, because without truth, there is no salvation.
That's right. And truth hurts, and truth is offensive to those who don't live in the truth.
Amen.
And so it's always going to be offensive. You know, I mean, the truth is offensive even to those living in the truth, because it makes them see through a magnifying glass. And when we can see ourselves in a magnifying glass, we can see truly who and what we had become or what we have become. Yeah, it's not something that we want to see, so it offends us, and it is offensive, and it should be offensive, because it's the truth. And I mean, if it wasn't for the truth, none of us would have a chance.
No, we
none
wouldn't.
None of us would have a chance.
And you never even after you're born again, you're still cut by the truth. The word of God will cut you, because it's always correcting you, because God loves you. He's correcting you, trying to guide you and help you in your life. So it's always a growing process, and you never, ever outgrow receiving truth. That's just part of living in this body, in this world.
Amen. I don't ever want to not receive truth. I'll tell you that, Pastor Bill.
Amen. Amen. But now, when you turned around, and by the grace of God, everybody knows we stumble from sometimes. We still mess up, and we have to come back and say we're sorry. We all do that.
We do.
No one can throw stones at that, because we've all done it. But
that's
when
right.
You started taking a stand, you walked into places and told them that you know what's going on, because you lived in that life. You know what these people are doing to our children. And when you share these stories, what kind of reception do you have?
So most of the time, people just, you know, one thing I do notice, Pastor Butch, And I noticed that even whether it's in like the state capitol and the state house, the school board meeting, when we were outside of SCOTUS on the PA system, when I start speaking, I'm telling them. So when I'm surrounded by the LGBTQ cult, they hush right up. Because basically, I'm telling them all about them by telling them all about me. I'm telling them how what happened to them when I tell them what happened to me. And so
they
listen. But when I go into like state houses and school boards, like last night especially, that school board And I know people that have been going there for years, and I know people on the board. They said that, David, they have never heard anything like what you did. Nothing like what you said. And that just kind of blew me away. Like, why not? Because I'm not the only detransitioner out there. I'm not the only ex-gay out there. I'm not the only one who used to be a pervert and has been redeemed. I'm not the only one, but I'm the only one willing to really get up and talk about this cult in depth and expose its wicked ways and expose this diabolical agenda that it has to get its talons into the children. Because it's always about the children. It always has been about the children. And we have parents just, I mean, Saturday we went to a library, a public library in a little town right here in Maine. And they had a drag queen whose name was Letta, L-E-T-T-A, last name Dickin, D-I-C-K-E-N. Put it together. And they had this man, this deviant man in woman face, dressed like some burlesque stripper, reading stories to children
in the library. And how many parents were there with him?
Quite a few.
And they all accepted as being normal.
They're unparents. They're unparents. They're the ones that are sacrificing their babies to this cult.
And is it true to say that sometimes children are birthed for the reason of a sacrifice to these things?
I don't know. I don't know if I would ever put it that way. I think that some of those unparents might believe that, though. I do. I believe that that if things don't change, especially in a state like where I live, where it's called a gender affirming care sanctuary state, which means that any child, any age, can be transitioned with or without parental consent or knowledge. If the parent says no, the child becomes a ward of the state, and they will transition.
There was a time when that would have started a war.
That's right, and now there's nothing they can do because the infiltration is so deep, Pastor Butch. That the infiltration is real. The infiltration has been happening for, gosh, 60, 70, 80 years. When I was in prison, the last time I was in prison, I befriended an old man. He's probably 70-something years old. They called him an OG, an original gangster. And I befriended him, and we used to play pinochle together. We'd play spades, and we'd sit and talk for hours. And he told me stories about how in the 40s, they started not only grooming girls and boys to work like the streets for prostitution and to sell drugs for them, but they started grooming girls and boys to stay in school, to get good educations so that they could get good jobs because they were going to be placed in law enforcement, in the legal world, in corrections, Department of Corrections, administration, officers, police officers,
wow,
firemen, police chiefs. I mean, just like everything you can imagine. And he said he learned all of that from the Irish mafia, who had learned it from the Italian mafia. And they had people in Washington, D.C. that were groomed just for those positions. And so when we see all of these judges and we just can't wrap our minds around, right, because we have clarity and we see things exactly for what they are. And so we can't wrap our minds around how is this judge letting all these people out and dismissing all these cases and what is going on. But that's what it is. It's infiltration. So the infiltration is way deeper than we could have ever imagined. And I mean, honestly, I don't know if there is a coming back from this. I mean, I know that the time is coming, and I'm not an end times, all of that, because if somebody asked me right now, like, if Jesus coming in 3 days, what would you do? I'd have to look at my calendar and tell them exactly what's on my calendar, because I wouldn't do anything different. But if you got to figure out what you do, then maybe you should be doing something different.
Good point.
I wouldn't do anything different, you know?
Good point.
But I mean, that's where we're at. And if he is returning in 3 days, then guess what? I'm still going to do whatever I'm supposed to do for this 3 days, because it's what he told me to do.
And I'll just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you turn 3 days, hallelujah. But now, you have been endeavoring to enlighten people on the truth of this how many years now, David?
So, since 2010, I've been in ministry. And so after 11 years, I took a little detour. And I stepped away from the fold for a short while. I was struggling with some things, and I was caught in a rut, put it like that, where I was basically just like struggling with things, and they were only getting worse because I was keeping them hidden, because I was like, I'm the guy that's supposed to have it all together. So that I know I completely can relate to these pastors who are stumbling and falling and doing things, because they keep all this stuff bottled up in them, and all this dark spiritual stuff don't belong in you. It doesn't belong bottled up. That's why there's deliverance. That's why we speak things to release the power that they hold over us. And when you don't speak them one to another so that you may be healed, then they just kind of pile up on top of each other and they cause you much harm. And so that's what happened. I kind of stepped away from the fold and said I was going to be a gay Christian, and God let me walk away, and he also let me learn pretty quickly that you cannot claim that false identity and walk in a right relationship with me. And he reeled me back in really quick, and maybe not quick enough for some people, but he did, and here I am.
Amen. Well, that was another thing that, yep, you messed up, but you learned from it, and you grew stronger from it. You know, the Bible says we're to confess our faults to one another, and that's one of the reasons, because none of us walk perfectly before God. I mean, that's why we need grace, and that's sometimes why we need help from our brothers and sisters and ask for prayer and sometimes direction and some knowledge or input given to us, because none of us know it all. We Amen. Have to grow together. But now that you're back on the path, I know you're out every day trying to reach all you can. But are you being received better or worse? Oh, break time. All right, hang on. I didn't hear. Straight at the break, and your phone call next half hour if you want to talk to us, 717-300-1698. Talking to David Arthur, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we're back. We're talking to David Arthur. And I hope that you will want to put your input in, ask questions, make comments. That's what the line's open for now. This first night this week, we had a phone line open, but you can call us tonight at 717-616-169. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm sorry. 717-300-1698. I'm looking to my phone numbers here. 717-300-1698. Again, talking to David Arthur. Any comments or questions, please feel free to call. Maybe out there tonight and, you know, somebody caught up in what David was caught up in, or maybe you yourself are fighting with this. You don't have to give your name. You don't even tell us where you're calling from if you don't want to. If you want to call and talk to us tonight, and this program is not going out on the air in vain. I know it's not, people. I've been on this too long. Always, every night, there's somebody listening to this broadcast somewhere around the world that needs this. If you're that individual and you need help, you want prayer, you want prayer with somebody else, call us and talk to us. 717-300-1698. We want to hear from you. We want to help if we can. So the phone line's open. If you don't call, that's your decision. But I hope you make the right one. David, go ahead. Now, as I was saying, how are you receiving now? Are you getting better reception the longer you do this, or are you still fighting more or less tooth and nail?
Oh, it's always going to be a battle, Pastor Butch. It's always going to be a battle. It's not going to get any easier. I'm pretty sure of that, and I'm okay with that. We started just over a month ago. We started a new project called the Ask an Ex-Trans Anything Project. And so I got all these t-shirts made up. We're on the front and the back. It says Ask an Ex-Trans Anything with a picture of the old me as a trans, identified person. And then of course there's me now. And, and I have to say there's been no negative, reaction, not negative like we're used to, right, with the yelling and the screaming mm-hmm. and the acting a fool, but maybe a couple people rolled their eyes or shook their head or just turned around, but no, nothing, no confrontations. It's been a lot of thumbs up, a lot of like your t-shirt, love your t-shirt, God bless you, thank you for what you're doing. People come up, shake my hand and say thank you very much for what you're doing. And then, you know, a lot of questions from loved ones, from parents and siblings and everything. I mean, we were at a sportsman's event and there was over 1500 people there. We were walking around and of course people were looking at my shirt and they were whispering to each other like, wow, that's an ex-transgender and stuff like that. But it took a young man to be sitting there and he saw my shirt. The moment he saw my shirt, he stood right up, no hesitation. He didn't think about it. He stood right up and he came right to me. He says, can I ask you a question? And then we got to talking about his sibling, his brother, who he said that, you know, he says, I think I'm the only real Christian in my home because my parents are okay with my brother transitioning. And if they were really Christian, they wouldn't be okay with it. And so we talked about a couple reasons why they may be guilted and shamed into it. You know, there's a lot of parents out there that really don't understand and really don't know what's what. They as much as a lot of them have walked away from the church because the church is taking a stand and not budging. Without even understanding what these parents are being told by, I mean, we know all of our lives we've been trained to listen to the medical professionals. And now you have medical professionals saying to parents, do you want a dead son or a living trans daughter? And so that's that emotional blackmail.
It is emotional blackmail, and it's not even truth. And besides, if it were true, which is more important, the body or the soul?
Well, exactly. But at the same time, it's what parents aren't being told. I mean, you know, we say for such a time as this, and that's exactly why I was blessed to live the life that I lived for such a time as this, because I can say to the parents, that's just not true. I can tell them it's emotional blackmail. I can tell them that Amen. I was the suicidal trans kid that everybody throws into these conversations and these debates when they're trying to push this agenda. But what they don't tell you is that I went from being a suicidal trans kid to being a suicidal trans adult, because affirmation and wrong sex hormones and acceptance and diversity and inclusivity and equity, none of that removes confusion, delusions, depression, underlying issues, and anger and hurt and brokenness. None of that removes that. And in fact, all of those former make the latter even worse. So
no doubt. No doubt. And I'd say this.
My suicidal ideation got worse over time.
That I have no doubt that's true. And we'll take a phone call, man. Tom and Georgia, hang on a second, right with you. But now, what you went through your life, no matter what the reason, it's been pure hell. And most people have no idea what I'm talking about, because most of them don't go through that. They ain't get through other situations. But your particular situation is something that most people never face. And you come through it by the grace of God and His mercy, yeah. and the fact that He's willing to forgive all who seek Him. But you're about through it for a purpose, for His glory now. And you're letting it be for that glory. So, David, I'm saying that not to lift you up as a man and to boast in you necessarily, but to boast in the fact that you allowed God Almighty to use you for His glory. And that takes courage. Whether you like it or not, that takes faith and that takes courage, because what you're facing now in this world, what you face in the past, what you're facing now, what's happened to you, out witnessing people, is not something most people would even be able to consider to put up with, much less live through. So thank you for taking a stand. You done.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. You know, I was at a GOP meeting last week, and a gentleman there says, "You're a hero." And I just kind of looked at him. I says, "I'm not a hero. I am an undeserving, unworthy servant. And I am only doing what I am supposed to be doing. I'm only doing what we should all be doing." Right?
That's right.
Whatever we can.
And well, says Romans 12:1 says we're offering a living sacrifice, which is a reasonable service.
Exactly.
That's the least we can do.
We think of people as heroes and we want to, and superheroes, and you know, and it's almost like, I remember when I was young, I saw a movie and I think it was the fireman that rescued a cat from a tree, and the lady was like, "Oh, you're my hero." And he was like, "I'm not a hero. I'm just doing my duty." And so really,
Amen.
That's what it is.
I agree.
Just doing my duty. I'm like,
that's
here
exactly
I am,
right.
Lord, use me. You know, David died 2009. Like, everything I have from that moment on belongs to him. And
Amen.
I don't want anybody else, especially the children, because they're the ones being targeted. But I don't want anybody else, even the adults that are trapped in this. That drag queen that was in that library last weekend that everybody was like, you know, what is he doing? He's preying on children. He's grooming children. Even him, he is not only in need of forgiveness, but he is forgivable. And he just needs to know that. And I think that that's the problem, is like a lot of us don't realize that we have to start establishing relationships with people who don't look like us, think like us, talk like us, act like us, dress like us, or believe what we believe, because we are supposed to be the examples of the living Christ through our words and our deeds and our actions. And if we're not doing it, then who's going to do it?
I totally agree with that. Let's go talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, welcome. Come on in, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. David, I want to echo what Pastor was saying about the faith and courage of your testimony, but it's always a glory to God moment for me when I realize how deep the Father will go to bring forth his best witnesses. That's, to me, I can't get over just, you know, how glorious that is. But let me ask you both, are y'all familiar with the Navy SEAL named Chris Beck?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's the one that transitioned?
Yes.
Yes.
And then he retransitioned and got back right. I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but he said...
Yeah, no, he's,
you know,
not saved, but he did detransition, yes.
Well, he said, if they can do this to me as a Navy SEAL, think of how much easier it is to get to the kids and to show how deeply ensconced this cultic behavior is in our government. When he was a SEAL and transitioned to female, do you know who his biggest sponsor was?
No.
Michael Flynn.
Wow.
Gave him an award.
And people think Michael Flynn's a hero.
I know.
Wow.
But the world is a lot dirtier than we think. But David, thank you so much for
it
your
is.
Testimony.
Thank you
so much for your testimony, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Thank you. David, I know this is the glory of God only, but you're making a difference in people's lives. And I like to think of it once in a while, I do too, but it's not really us. It's Christ in us. Well, people understand that. We are nothing in ourselves. Folks, we're not just... This is not a false humility. We're telling the truth. Without Christ, we are nothing. We are nothing. With him, we can do all things, and by his grace, we see things happen. But we're nothing. Phone lines open, 717-300-1698. It's your chance to call and share your thoughts with us tonight, and hope you will. So, David, what are your plans? I know you're out there every day plugging along, but what are your plans? What's your next move that you have planned?
So, I mean, honestly, Pastor Butch, the plan is to continue with this. I mean, this Ask an Ex-Trans Anything project has to be the most spirit-led outreach that we've ever done, that I've ever done in this ministry. And so, is just to continue to push this. It's really not even to, you know, I mean, I've been going to a lot of GOP events and a lot of conservative events. And one thing I had to be able to do fairly quick was be able to differentiate that the conservative party is not the Christian party.
Amen.
That, you know, that just not everybody who is a conservative is a Christian. Now,
Amen.
While everybody who is a Christian should be a conservative, they're not always going to want to claim that either. But I think being able to differentiate in that has helped me to connect with some people, knowing that we are in disagreement. I mean, I went to a meeting a few weeks ago, and the chair of the committee was like, he started talking about his husband, and I was just kind of like, for a moment, I was like, all right, Lord, just give me the patience and give me the words and just give me the guidance here. Take the reins, Lord.
Amen.
You know, help me bite my tongue. Help me to practice the pause. And I did. I practiced the pause. And by the end of the night, he was like, can I hug you? And he hugged me, and I prayed for him, and it was a nice night. And so, and he knew where I stand, you know, where I stand.
Sure.
He knows what I've been through. And so, it just kind of shows me, like, you know, this is just something that people are starting to recognize might just not be innate. You know, they're starting to figure that out. Maybe I'm not really. This isn't what I was, you know, maybe I wasn't created this way. I might have been born this way, but I have to get born again because I sure as heck wasn't created this way. And, you know, I'll tell you, Pastor Butch, because I was just talking to a woman today who was confused about her gender. And actually, I think that her counselors confused her because, you know, we have therapists and counselors and shrinks that have been telling people for many years that they were gender dysphoric or to go down that path, just like they did with Beck, with the Beck that Tom was talking about when he called in. And so we have a lot of that going on. I mean, I have a very good friend. He's a brother in the Christ. And he had the full sexual reassignment surgery after he fought in Vietnam. And he had a wife and children. And his counselor at the VA convinced him that he was transgender. And he had the full entire surgery and then realized that sure didn't solve his problems. And so now he's just a man who has mutilated his body.
And what did it do to his family?
Well, him and his wife are friends now because, you know, he's saved, and him and his kids are still close, especially now that he got saved and he's back to being Doug. But, I mean, you know, just think about that. Like, these counselors people are going to counselors seeking help, and the help that they have is to push them into this nonsense, to push them into this darkness, to push them into this mindset where who profits? Big Pharma. Big Pharma funds all of the trans rights organization. Big Pharma funds all of the gender affirming care clinics. Big Pharma funds it all. And so Big Pharma is the one profiting through all of this. Big Pharma is the government. The government's Big Pharma. I mean, that's like a given. Yeah. I mean, all of the legislators that I know personally have told me how Big Pharma representatives have reached out to them and promised them something for their vote on something else. I mean, that's just how it works. Big Pharma is your government. And if you don't be careful about what's going on, we're all going to be running around here on 30, 40 different meds a day, because if we don't, then we won't be here. Pretty simple. I mean, that's where everything is going. They got mental health and medical clinics now in schools. They have budgets right now where they're expanding them so they can put in more mental health clinicians and counselors. And now they have mental actual, so there's a hospital here called Acadia, and they have offices in school buildings now. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's all about control, Dave. In the public school system, basically from the beginning, it's been about control. You know that.
That's right.
And now they're joined up with government and other powers to further indoctrinate the children. And we wonder why there's mass shootings and immorality everywhere. But this has happened longer than you and I've been alive, and I'm not older than you are. And I don't see, and I'm saying like it is, I don't see anywhere in the scriptures that this is, we're going to turn this around. I'm sorry, I just don't see it. It isn't going to happen.
I don't see it. We can have hope, but I don't know if it's going to get turned around either, Pastor Bush.
I don't think it is. I mean, I don't even think it's. I shouldn't say I don't hope it is. I wish it would be, but I don't have hope. In fact, it's going to be because I don't see it happening. Torn to scripture, and I've studied it pretty deeply. America has sinned beyond redemption. Individuals have not. We can still reach out to individuals like you do to help people. But the nation has went way beyond. See, people don't understand it sometimes, David. We are judged in the hereafter. You and I are judged on day of judgment for eternity. Nations must be judged while they exist. We won't have an America after the earth has been cleansed. America must be judged now for her sins. And it's obviously being judged. You know, the Bible says calamity is judgment for evil. Well, calamity in itself is evil. So evil multiplies because of evil. And we see that every day. You get people blind not see that. We've tolerated evil. We've compromised with evil. Now evil controls society, and we wonder what happened.
Wow.
Now, that's just where we are. And I've been doing this a long time. I've been preaching right at 50 years or longer, trying to get people to see this. When you compromise with evil, you never gain ground.
I'm gonna throw something out there at you, Pastor Butch, and give you something to really think about. Somebody reached out to me, and this is important. I think this is important for everybody to start seeing and thinking about for a bigger picture. Somebody reached out to me a while ago and said, David, why does the left and now Islam, why are they all embracing, protecting, and promoting this trans queer agenda? And do you know the answer came to me immediately? And call it the Holy Spirit, call it intuition, call it whatever you want. But I knew that the left and the Islamists are embracing the trans queer cult because they are creating super soldiers, martyrs, human bombs, because these wrong sex hormones and these illicit drugs are synthetic poisons.
Oh, yeah.
And they alter brain function and alter brain development. They alter the nervous system. They cause severe maniacal mood swings. They cause rage. They cause outbursts. And they also cause irreversible damage to organs, development, bones, and more. And so they are literally destroying every single one of these people, young people, old people, middle-aged people, everyone that they can trick into this tomfoolery of believing that they are something that they could never, ever possibly be. And they put them on these puberty blockers, these wrong sex hormones, and they're just letting these illicit drugs pour into the country, giving them needles and everything. And they're destroying their minds. And they're creating super soldiers that are going to fight their war. And they are, because if we look at the last 9, 10, whatever, shooters, they've all been trans-identified.
That's true. Under that trans umbrella.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. And it's happening more and more often.
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, again, the drugs are given to children, mind control drugs, not just for transgenders, though that's a big part of it, but mind altering drugs are given to children every day for what we think is to make them study better and behave better. Or, you know, Ritalin and other drugs are nothing but mind altering drugs. Ever since, when I was a young boy in school many, many years ago, some children, most time boys, were very rambunctious, very energetic, and they got in trouble in school. But they didn't give them drugs. They told the parents about it, and the parents usually got involved and tried to stop it. But children have energy. They're going to act up sometimes. You don't drug them down and warp
no,
their brain.
No, you don't give them pills, all this ADHD nonsense, all this diagnosis that comes from really just all stems down from the model that, that some rich socialist created. Instead, it was the medical system, and this is what you have to follow. I mean, I've proven the medical system wrong many a times, just in my own health, what they're telling me I needed to do this because this was, I had this, and now, oh, I don't have that anymore. I wonder why. And it's
yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of stuff. I mean, and everyone is afraid to stand up and speak out. They're afraid. It's like they fear being
ridiculed, mocked at, ostracized.
They don't want to be I'm not trying to be aggressive here. Listen, if people are so used to others being indirect and so fake and so phony, that when you are clear and direct, you appear aggressive.
Mm-hmm. That was, of course,
toxic. Yeah,
they're not used to it. They're not used to it at all. We're down the last about a minute and a half here. Again, tell folks how they can contact you, get in touch with you, or email you, whatever.
So it's ibelongamen.com. Ibelongamen.com is the website. I'm on the YouTube at I Belong Amen. I'm on Facebook. I am on X. And my email is David, or actually my email is ibelongamen@gmail.com. So
ibelongamen@gmail.com. David Arthur, thanks for being my friend and being a compatriot in this battle. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I appreciate you.
Well, it's a team effort, brother. It really is. It really, truly is. But by the grace of God, I'll talk to you in the future. If I ever help with anything, you let me know, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Folks, I mean, what can I say? We're bringing on guests that live and they have lived in these things, trying to help people get through what they're going through. Because we love you. Seriously, in Christ, we're not perfect men. We're not perfect women. That we're not. But if we love Christ, we're going to do our best to serve Him and glorify Him and help you. Don't be an officer tomorrow, folks. I'd love to hear from you. I truly mean that. If you get a little busy, please don't think I'm being rude. If I have to go or something, I don't mean to be that way at all. But I want to talk to you about you possibly can. And it's been very slow here, but that's okay. We're here for you, for the glory of God, and help all that we can. And we'll keep on going until the Lord lets us run out, and it can happen. That's kind of up to y'all a little bit too, I guess. So pray for us if you don't mind. Ask the Lord to direct us. Give me wisdom and strength and courage to stand. I do love you. See you in the office tomorrow, and by the grace of God, Monday night, back on the radio. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.